Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Happy Wednesday to you. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. 1201, almost 1202. Here in the great city of Houston.
It's a humble
and
brag right there.
What? What?
I said that's a humble brag.
What's right the humble there? Brag? Great city of Houston?
We're on time.
Oh, yeah. That was not the intent. Actually, what I was thinking is, one, that
hitting
means
that clock, baby.
That means that we're in the 12 o'clock hour, which
he was going to old school for a minute.
Yeah,
it was.
What's the weather?
It's Wednesday.
Looking over your shoulder, it looks like it's overcast. Might be a little rainy out there. Definitely chilly. So
you
got
to do it in this voice. It's Wednesday.
How about those old FM guys? 12:01 in the Bayou City. Yes. 1 minute after 12. They did the time like three times.
Yeah. And they used about 45 seconds of a segment there.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah.
I mentioned the time, obviously, to talk about the fact that it's 12 in the 12 o'clock hour. We have a couple giveaways that are coming through. It's a $50 gift card to Texas Star Grill Shops. We'll be doing that. And then also we'll be giving away a pair of tickets to the Houston Hoop Classic. Is that what it's called again? Yes, Houston Hoop Showdown. I want to make sure I got that right, where you'll be able to see the University of Houston take on Florida State. So all those things are happening in this hour. Also, at this time tomorrow, there'll be a familiar voice. Obviously, John Lopez is familiar. Mine is familiar. Figgy's familiar. Are you familiar with Nick Wright?
Yeah.
We'll talk to him.
Oh, Nicky Poo.
He will be the face of our Behind Enemy Lines this week as we gear up for Texans Chiefs. But before we get there, I think I want to bask further in where this Texans team has found themselves. They're 7-5 now, which is a far cry from the 0-3 and the other different stops that they've had to this point. And there's a real different air around this team. There was a point in time where I thought we'd be talking draft. Relatively, like, mm-hmm. around these times.
Oh, yeah.
And right now, we're starting to look at what it looks like if and when they make the playoffs mm-hmm. and what kind of the different ways that you can win in the playoffs. Hell, we didn't have any occasion to talk about the different ways to win in the playoffs. We were playing Jim Moore drop, right? Like, playoffs, I'm trying to win a game.
Yeah.
They've done that. They've won those games. In fact, seven of their last nine, they have won. Mm-hmm. And here they are. And so, with that being the case, who would you say is more responsible for getting them to this place? Is it D'Amico Ryans or is it Nick Caceri? Which is funny because I'm sure both of them would hate this question, right? Like, they like being the tandem. They're the team.
Right.
They work together.
Mm-hmm.
However, we're doing sports radio, so bump that.
That's right. So, you know what got me thinking about this?
What's that?
Lake and Tomlinson?
Yeah, Lake and Tomlinson. A guy that was signed
I'm
to
dead
be
serious.
Your left guard.
I'm like, you know, Nick Caceri has done a terrific job in so many ways. But he hasn't done a good job in other ways. And yet, you know, Woody Marks, you know, what's the reason the run game is doing so well outside of the offensive line coming together? It's been Woody Marks, you know, Jaden Higgins. You know, we're sitting here comparing him to some of the, or at least his characteristics, to Nico Collins. Some of these other, you know, moves that have just transformed this team. You're talking about, you know, Will Anderson. And being the best speed to power guy in the entire NFL, according to ESPN. Well, that was a trade old Nick did that got that thing.
Yes, he did.
Happened. So
that was an active, aggressive move in order to acquire
so many great things. But if we just funnel it down to this roster, this team, this season, where would you say, you know, the bigger hand in a turnaround? I mean, this turnaround was very unlikely. At 0-3, there were some who were saying, "That's it.
Well, you know what?
It ain't going to happen.
You know what's funny? I think both of your options here clearly have pros and cons.
Mm-hmm.
I think if I'm going to simplify this, the answer is D'Amico Ryans, right? If I'm going ultimately simple, I go, Nick Caserio buys the groceries. D'Amico Ryans is in charge of fixing up what the groceries bring you. And that there's been some fixing up, right? If you want to take that from the offensive line, the groceries were bought, but eventually, and the getting there was a problem because we were doing all sorts of mixing around. The idea that they have a buy-in from Titus Howard in order to move to left guard, the willingness to you know, obviously, I guess, stick with Jake Andrews because that seemed to at least have worked to some degree, even if we still think that you might have a better option.
Right.
This is an option that has worked. Cole Popovich being in that circumstance and getting these guys to all work together. And but Trent Brown, I guess you could say, is a Caserio portion. Mm-hmm. And as much as we can talk about on this offensive line, the fact that you brought in Cam Robinson to be a starter and he's no longer here. The fact that you brought in Laika Thompson to be a starter and he's no longer here.
Jake Andrews, the weak spot.
I would say so.
Yeah.
You can also point to the fact that if we had gotten what we had liked, Ariante Ursary wouldn't be that guy. Ariante Ursary is one of the five best, at least tackles early on.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure how many of those guys I'd trade him for. In fact, when we're talking about young tackles, Josh Simmons, one of those guys that was taken ahead by the Kansas City Chiefs, no less, he's having surgery on his wrist. Not to say that that's like a demerit on him.
Right.
He's on IR. You're not seeing him this week, which we could talk about more in the context of how Patrick Mahomes is going to be running for his gosh darn life.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that more. But Ariante Ursary, there hasn't been injury issues. He's jumped in and been a starter immediately. He's been really good on the blind side of the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been one of the things that's helped you solidify this thing.
You can extend it. Blake Fisher.
Well, yeah.
You know, and you, I'm sure you heard the stat, you know, during the game. And I knew we talked about it. They haven't been great with him as the tight end in the jumbo package. I think it was J.J. Watt was talking about, not only have they not been great, they're worse. They're worse with him at tight end than they are with him not in terms of blocking grades and such. So that, you know, that's a Caserio guy. Juice Scruggs, you know. So you look at Caserio and like, thank you. Oh my gosh, what were you doing? What were you thinking in terms of some of the things he does? Then there's this, and my short answer is D'Amico as well. You know, who has the bigger hand in their turnaround? Because it is a turnaround after an 0-3 start. And he's held the line, man. You know, he's been just adamant about next play, not worried about the standings. Maybe some of it is you know, hogwash because you know he is looking at some of these
bull
things.
Jump.
Yeah, exactly. I was trying to think of something like that. But nevertheless, and to be able to rally the team to be able to do these things, make some tough decisions, you know, in terms of the roster and who's playing, who's not. My short answer is D'Amico Ryans, but then I also go back to what we talked about at the top of the show. And that is, you kind of feel like they're also this style, this preference, as much as it's working because of the great defense, is holding back C.J. Stroud in this offense some. That's D'Amico Ryans.
Yeah.
You know?
It is. And I was like, some of the other things that we would complain about with D'Amico Ryans still are there. I think that's the thing that I come back to is that I have a little bit of a complicated relationship with both of these guys, but they've both added into it. Because, again, you talk about rookies, man. Like, Jaden Higgins doing that is a guy that they made the decision of drafting or operating the way that they did in the first and second rounds there to go ahead and draft him. Acquiring Jalen Nowell as well as a counterpart has been useful for them. If for no other reason, then he's kind of returning the ball really well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he hasn't really broken very many that haven't gotten called back, at least.
Yeah.
But he's consistently picking up 14, 15 yards return, which is not something to scoff at by any means.
Not at all.
I mean, it sucks that it happened so quickly, but Jalen Reed looked like he was capable, and that's a sixth rounder that you – or is he – six? Yeah, that's a sixth rounder that you had in the secondary. It feels like they've been able to take – you know, get, and, of course, some of this, again, is the way that it's coached up.
Yeah.
But they've actually gotten some really good young pieces that have been able to help them in this.
Where does
Woody Marks, of course, as well. Oh,
yes,
right?
Yes. And where does Davis Mills fall in this? That was Nick Caserio's highest draft pick a few years ago, and he was a third-round pick. This team is not where it is without Davis Mills doing what he did for 3 weeks. So you can kind of, you know, go back and forth on this whole thing in terms of who's had the bigger hand. As you,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
You pointed out, they'd like to, they'll say, and maybe the fair answer is both of them.
It absolutely
both of them have been doing it. But here's the other thing. As much as we've kind of singing the praises of what Nick Caley has done to be able to rally this offense and get it done behind this offensive line that is finally set, I don't think you have Nick Caley and maybe the argument of are you holding back C.J. Stroud without Nick Caserio.
Yeah, you've long held that.
I firmly believe it.
Sure. And
Nick Caserio, Cole Popovich, a lot of these guys are on the offense. The whole offensive shift has been a Caserio joint the whole time. But now it's working. You know, right now it's working. I don't know if it's a long-term, you know, answer or how it will play in the postseason, but I think you could argue that this type of offense in the postseason does work.
I think the intertwined nature of this and how we're discussing this, even as we try and separate it, it keeps coming back together. And I think that one of the interesting things that might be worth doing in this, and look, I reserve the right to, depending on how things look, you know, change the way that I feel about this, but we've been hard on Nick Caserio. We have been. And I think that there's still reason to be, because, again, we're looking at Laken Tomlinson, who's gone, and I raised my hand and feel like I could have seen that one.
Yeah.
Even the Cam Robinson, I was like, I feel like I could have seen that one too.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I also wouldn't have seen Ed Ingram. So, like, sure. that's the give and take of this. I also wouldn't have seen Trent Brown being as effective as he has been.
I didn't think it was going to happen.
Didn't either, right? So, like, there, that's 50, that's 50-50 there. That's two for four on either side of it there. But I got to give him credit where credit's due on, like, still having enough there and doing it in tandem with D'Amico Ryans to the place where they could figure out a way to get this going in the right direction. So, I mean, I think that the real answer, if we're not doing the sports talk radio of it, is like they clearly both have a hand in getting this to the right place.
Now, let's go to the completely hackish radio question. If you had to keep only one of them, if you had to keep only D'Amico or only Nick Caserio.
I don't like this question. I would like to not. So you want to talk about Josh Simmons injuring his wrist? How you want to talk about that and how that impacts it?
We could.
That's a really tough question. It's a really tough question. Because, again, this is where I can't separate it just to this year, because Nick Caserio has helped them develop the defense. But all of that is in the style of what D'Amico Ryans does. I think the answer would probably be D'Amico Ryans if I had to get down to that. Because the strength of this team is the defense, and the defense plays the way that it does because of D'Amico Ryans.
And culture. That would be my answer. These words that become cliches for a reason. Culture does make a difference in NFL locker rooms. And everything from how they responded to 0-3 to how they, you know, made the adjustments during the season.
Q word never came close to being uttered or being valid in that locker room.
Yes, and I think the culture of this team is why they are where they are, and I think D'Amico Ryans has been able to hold it, you know, to steadfast, so to speak, with it in the locker room. I still don't, you know, fully embrace what they are offensively, and I think that's a D'Amico thing, but I think he's the biggest reason that they are where they are.
And now I think that they get an interesting, like, a test is not the right word, but an interesting kind of data point in this Kansas City Chiefs game. Because, like, I talk about time and place, right? Like, the cold and going to that place, like, can they exercise demons? That feels like that's going to be a culture point on top of, like, the actual play.
Oh, it's a big moment. It's going to be a big moment. Even though the Chiefs aren't what they've been in recent years, to go in on a Sunday night in Kansas City and win that game, I think that's going to be – It's gonna elevate the confidence, elevate the just the stature of this team, and especially if they do it the way they've been doing it with, you know, defense and shutting down Patrick Mahomes. And by the way, as bad as the Chiefs have been comparatively speaking to previous Chiefs team, Patrick Mahomes is having a good year. He's playing pretty well.
He is.
He really is. So it'll be a big, big win if they can do that.
Yeah. And I mentioned time and place because of the cold and the outdoors. D'Amico Ryans on the coach's show was asked about that. I was interested in his response because I think it ties into what we were talking about. Is there anything that you can do to prepare this team for the cold weather in Kansas City?
Hey, if anybody has any tips, let me know. Well, for me, my mentality is, hey, you got to man up for 3 hours. Yeah. Let's go to work. No matter what the conditions are, you man up, especially with the cold weather.
Yeah.
Hey, put on something warm, not too warm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Put on enough where you're not worried about it. And my mindset is always, man, you go in a game, it's like you got to psych yourself out mentally. Right. Also, it's like, I'm not worried about the weather. Like, put that behind you. It's going to be cold. Get over it. Now, what are you going to do? It's cold for them as well.
Who's going to be the shirtless or sleeveless guy on the Texans?
Oh, what a great question.
Who's going to be the shirtless or sleeveless guy walking out for warm-ups?
What's funny is not many of these dudes feel like they're that guy who needs to show the bravado. I don't think it would come from that place, but in my brain, I go Daniil.
I go Dalton. Dalton Schultz.
You think so?
Really? Yeah. Even coming from Cali?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, he also played he played in Cali, but he also played in NorCal. Mm-hmm. And we think of Cali. You say Cali, I think you might be thinking Southern California. It's not all sunshine up there in Northern
Daniil's
California.
A good pick.
I think Daniil just gonna have the guns out, man.
Yeah.
I feel like the muscles insulate him, and he's a machine. It doesn't even matter how cold it is.
That you know who it is? Jake Andrews, 100%.
Really?
Oh yeah, because he's the kind of undersized, you know, all effort guy that you know, obviously he's not having a great year, but you know, sort of is there.
Don't do that.
Because of you know his effort and heart and toughness and all that. It's going to be Jake Andrews, sleeveless at least.
It's not going to matter in the way that I think you're asking the question. I think Jakob Johnson is also a good shot.
I could see that one.
I mean, German dude, pretty yoked in and of himself.
Yeah.
I feel like he might end up out there with the shirt off. Cade Stover, good.
Oh, yeah.
Cade yeah, that's Stover. Probably it. Yeah,
good answer, Stover. 832.
That's probably it.
Good answer. Yeah.
And it always fascinates me because they know they're cold. They know we know they're cold. Everybody knows they're cold, and they still do it.
And it's not, and to be fair, and to be clear about this, it's not about just, you know, not just wearing sleeves. It's like, the performative nature of not wearing sleeves.
Like David Njoku who go out there with no shirt at all.
They all want to wear a parka, but they go out there shirtless or sleeveless because like, hey.
I want you to see that I'm not cold.
Yeah, I'm right off of Lake Erie with no shirt. This is nothing to me.
Yeah, exactly. Stover is the answer.
Stover would be a good answer. Either way, I think that's also indicative of the cold. He doesn't, like D'Amico, even as he's like, hey, we just got to get that yard or what have you, he doesn't often give off meathead, which I think is kind of a credit to him because it could easily get to a point where it's like, oh, there's the meathead head coach.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of appreciate it in that moment. Give me a little meathead head coach, right? Yeah. Like, hey, man, just get out here and thug it out, guys. Mm-hmm. Be tough. Mm-hmm. It's cold. Who cares? Get out. Play football. But either way, super excited.
Fair Bairn going shirtless.
You know what? He might.
No,
I can
he
see,
is. Not.
I can see him doing it, trying to get for himself. Like it's less about trying to show anything than just like, hey,
that brother gonna be in the turtleneck, in the trench coat.
Gonna have the gloves, a little parka gloves that go up to your elbow.
Oh, but also we might have missed an easy answer, which is just Will. Will gonna be out there early working just because. He's excited to do it. He's excited to play football. If it's rain, hail, sleet, or snow, like he from the USPS. Like that's how Will gets down. Mm-hmm. All right, excited for this game as we continue to work towards it. And like I said, in 24 hours, we will be wrapping up with one Nick Wright in getting ourselves ready for this game. So appreciate you rocking with us here in the loop. And you know why? You know what? Because I'm so appreciative, let's give something away. How's that sound?
Let's do it.
Okay. Caller number 9 right now to 713-572-4610 will win a $50 gift card from Texas Star Grill. The caller will also be entered for the chance to win a Traeger Woolridge Elite Grill and a case of John Lopez's OG sauce at the end of the football season. All you got to do is be caller number 9 right now, 713-572-4610. Somebody said Tommy Townsend revenge. Go ahead and do that.
Hey, it is.
It is.
All right, coming up next, let's do our lunchtime confession.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.